You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Do you know there is a Cal McNair Twitter account? It just says at Cal McNair.
That's not true.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's spelled really C-A-L. No. C-A-L-M-C-N-A-I-R. That's his name. Well, that was available to somebody.
What is it? What is it? What is the name next to it? Knowledge is power?
No, it says, what? Well, here's what the bio says. Mock account. I inherited the Houston Texans from my daddy, and Bill O'Brien is my homeboy forever. It says, I think it's ridiculous the Rockets are considering trading James Harden. The Texans would never be so stupid to trade a great player in his prime.
That's what it says.
Don't let your daughter watch Euphoria. The Z boys might like it, though. I haven't watched Euphoria.
It's not appropriate for any of your children.
I wouldn't think so. I don't listen to art. The hobos around Minute Maid with the blankets. What did they do with the blankets you gave them last year?
Were you? Did you spread smallpox to the? Because your people have done that in the past.
No, my people have not. I was not here for trailer.
That was underrated messes. Tweet that you mentioned, and he's been holding, so let's get him
in. Oh, okay,
here.
Yeah.
Hey, underrated mess.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
Y'all were speaking about what's going on. Y'all were speaking about bums earlier, and that's what James Harden absolutely is. I've been off that dude for a long time, and most of the Rocket fans that aren't those stupid red rowdies are, too. They should abolish the red rowdies while they're at it. Rockets organization doesn't owe that dude anything, and if anybody needs to get paid $50 million, it's LeBron James. Trade him to Sacramento, get De'Aaron Fox. Don't do that dude any favors because he's a good number two, a great number three, but he's not a killer. Appreciate it, fellas. Oh, Bill, how about that national team last night? They look good. Y'all have a good one.
Who'd they play?
They played Panama. This was the U.S. with a lot of young players. They scored 6 goals, won 6-2. This was their European side. I think they might have had one, maybe a couple MLS players, but these are all the kids of the future.
How old?
Multiple 17-year-olds are in the lineup.
Are they good?
Yeah, they're across Europe playing for clubs. A guy playing for Barcelona, a guy playing for Juventus. In fact, you would have been proud. He plays on the same team as Ronaldo, Weston McKennie. He got called for a foul, and he's been in Italy for like 3 months, John. He was like, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's only been there for a couple months, but he's taking on the Italian.
Like, I love that.
The referee was like,
he's talking with his hands.
Yeah,
now?
The referee blew a whistle. I'll show you the gift. The referee like called a foul. He was like, I don't know if he said a curse word. I don't know. I can't speak Italian, but he'd had all the hand movements of a guy who grew up in Italy.
He didn't draw. He didn't say any ugly words.
I felt like, you know, the word poo.
Yeah.
I feel like he said that, like P U T A. Yeah. I feel like he said that.
Are you allowed to just spell bad word?
No, but there are more letters. It's not the one, the Spanish word. It's a different word.
Oh, okay.
Italian.
Oh, it's an that
N.
One.
There's an N at the end. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like he said that. He's like, no.
Good for him. I like that. He's speaking his mind. He's not going to be. He's not going to be. That'll be fun to have somebody that's not politically correct.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just lip reading, but it was interesting watching a kid who is an American, played in, I think, Germany, and he's been in Europe. He's been in Italy a couple months. He's already taken on some of the ways.
I love that.
Yeah.
Love that. Oh, you got to. And why is a Jewish guy playing an Italian? Why is he taking culturally?
Take it up with the casting director. It's not my business.
Well, we can't find Italian actors anymore?
Take it up with
is that. Is that what we're saying? There's no Italian?
Well, I think there
Sal
are.
Sal Palminteri, is he dead? Did he die?
Why can nobody who's English, who speaks with our dialect, do American characters anymore? Everyone's English or Australian.
Right?
Everybody. Every actor and actress now.
I know. When you hear them talk, you're
tons
like...
Tons of them. They do great. Yeah. And I ask why they ask an actor on me and Eric's podcast why that is. He goes, really want to know the real truth? I say, yeah. He goes, because English directors and casting agents don't believe that American actors are as good. They just trust English act. They think... They're elitist. They think they're the best, and they'd rather have Idris Elba. Like, they'd rather have Idris Elba come over here and play Stringer Bell than a black guy from America. Now, Idris Elba was a hell of a...
Brad Pitt, not a great actor? Okay.
Amy Schumer.
Well, I don't know.
She was British?
No, she's a great actress.
And a great American actress, Lance.
Great American actress.
Brad Pitt went over and played a gypsy.
Yeah, he did. Well, are you sure you want to be called gypsy?
Yeah.
Romani.
Travelers.
Is that what they're called? 713-780. Do you agree James Harden's a bum if he goes? I mean, people are turning on him. I see on Twitter.
Oh, we have this one. Black Bauer sent me this one. He said, my thoughts exactly. Somebody named Texan Jason said, the Rockets have done everything to cater and make James Harden happy for 8 years. Now they're changing things, and he wants to walk. To his choice of team, nah, dude. You got 3 years left on a deal you signed. You handpicked your running mates and couldn't finish. I mean, I think even the Hardenites are going to, at least who are Rockets fans, even the Hardenites are going to start to turn. Because after so many disappointments and failures, now it looks kind of petty. I think he's going to lose. And we've already heard people over the last couple of years who have kind of bailed on James Harden a little bit. If we ask for a whole board of people who have bailed on James Harden over the last year alone, I bet you we could fill it up. Because I think more and more people are like, I'm kind of out on Harden now. How much more do you have to see?
Well, yeah. And
his game seven, he got outplayed by Lou Dort.
It actually, underrated message is dead on. What have they not done for this dude, and now he wants out?
Yeah, they have done everything. They've got rid of coaches. They've got rid of players. They've given them super max
hundreds
extensions
of millions
every single time they could. Everything they could do to James. He gets special privileges on the road and otherwise. Everything they could do. And now he like, I'm out. I'm going to go somewhere else. Okay. That's fine.
Well, you didn't pick the coach he wanted, so that's on you.
Left them out of the process for the GM?
Of course, on October 29th, he did not. On GM, they just slid somebody. Yeah. They slid a floor manager over to general manager, like at a restaurant.
Did you
that's
ask
all they
James
did.
About it?
No. That's all they did.
Well, that wasn't the guy he wanted. I don't know. I know it wasn't the guy Joel wanted.
Well, yeah.
Let's get Jeff. Is this Trader Jeff? This might be Trader Jeff.
Yeah, let's find out.
Hey, what's up, Trader Jeff?
Hey, guys. I want to say that to the prior caller that says we don't owe James Harden anything, he's right in the sense that we don't owe him anything and we could trade him anywhere. However, people have to understand, if we ever want another future star who wants to come play for us, we can't do that. Stars talk to other stars. They notice other teams. If we trade James to Sacramento, no future star is going to want to play for us when they know if they want out, they can't at least say, hey, here's three teams, pick one, and I'm good with it. People need to understand it's not the NFL. They just have to understand that. I appreciate James Harden. He's a top three player probably in the NBA. We should get a big haul for him. I am of the mindset we wait until the number one pick is decided next year and then trade him for a top three pick, because if we just trade for picks now, we're still going to be in rebuild mode a lot longer. And people need to forget about the Sixers, because I don't see Tillman wanting to deal with Daryl Morey over his dead body. So no. I just want to make sure people are aware we can't just deal James wherever, because then no stars will ever really want to play for us in free agency. And I'll let y'all talk about that.
Yeah, no, that's true. It is true. I saw possible landing sites for James, and it was like, what about De'Aaron Fox or trade? I'm like, no, absolutely not. There is zero chance you can send him to Sacramento. No, you're right.
What success have the Rockets had of acquiring free agents without trading for them already? Dwight Howard, and that's about it.
What was the question?
What success have the Rockets have bringing free agents in? All the stars they've brought in, they've traded for. So it's not like there's this long-running stance of, hey, no, people want to come here and play.
Right.
Well, that's what Daryl said. He said, I can't get free agents to come here. I got to trade.
So we can operate out of fear, I guess, of upsetting an NBA star. But you know what? Not like the Rockets are a free agent destination as it is.
Yeah, but you know, you get that first. Well, No, but just even wanting to play here. I mean, look at, is James going to pull? Is he going to pull an Anthony Davis?
Well, you gave, look, the Rockets gave James everything he could possibly want, and he's, and apparently he still wants out. So what game are you going to play? You're going to placate him and send him to a place he wants. And what does that guarantee a star wants to play here? Do what you have to do. Right. Find the right team, and if it's a place where James is upset, oh well, you ship James off to Siberia or Sacramento, so be it. Deal with the consequences.
Yeah, but if you
you're not getting these guys,
well, you might leave the door open for
maybe
it,
it's been years.
If you get another good player in here, listen, you're not getting these guys because, first of all, I don't think they want to play with James. That's one thing. Look at all the guys who come here.
They don't want
it to actually touch the ball. So you get rid of James. Coming to Houston is a pretty good
play. Well, who says trading James, if you trade James, who's maybe people aren't that close to James. Maybe like, okay, they had to get rid of James. So what? I still like it there. And by the way, the place where he wants to go, you're not getting a star back.
No. And they were talking, this article went through just about every guy in the league that you could possibly make a trade for that would be an even trade. And they're talking about Giannis. They're talking about, Kyrie and all these. And it's like, be real. Be real. None of that is happening. Zero of that is happening. I mean, the Caris LeVerts and the Spencer Dinwiddie's, yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
You got to stop the other stuff.
No.
That's just, those are pipe dreams.
No. Chris Paul traded to. Chris Paul and Abdel Nader are traded to the Suns, and the Thunder acquire Kelly Oubre, Ricky Rubio, Ty Jerome, Jalen Lekwe, and a 2022 first-round draft pick. That's a pretty good – and the Rockets to trade – this is just why it's just so amazing. The Rockets to trade Chris Paul had to give up two first rounders. I mean, to get out of that deal and to get Russell Westbrook back.
To get out of the deal.
To get out of the Chris Paul deal.
Did they have to do that, or did Sam Presti bend them over?
Well, Daryl's.
Well, like, yeah.
But
Daryl doesn't usually take bad. I think he just knew you had no leverage. James said, get him out of here. Yep. So you had to do whatever you could to get him out.
And then the next year, James is saying, I want out.
Who do you want, James?
That's why.
Russell Westbrook.
Russ, that's why exactly what you were talking about with Deshaun. You can't do.
You can't do that stuff because they can be gone. And all of a sudden you're like, but what about this guy? What about Russell?
I mean.
That's your job.
My job is to score.
My job is to score.
I mean, back to Jeff's call. You've placated James for years. And what did he do? He sabotaged you by forcing you to take on Russell Westbrook because that's the guy he wanted. You're going to placate him on the way out the door, too?
9:15 ESPN, 97.5. This 2020 blows.
Can't we talk about playoffs?
Blows. What playoffs?
I don't know.
There's no playoffs to talk about.
Remember when we had Rockets playoffs and Astros playoffs and like, well, this is, wow.
And now,
look, and the Texans are starting. This is crazy.
And it's all falling apart in a matter of 2 months.
We're in the middle of November. What now?
Thank God.
Don't worry, guys. Rocket season will be starting soon. Will they have anybody?
You can't insure that, Lance. You just can't.
TJS Insurance. Homeowners Insurance. Where you can actually save money. And let me tell you how. You don't want an insurance company that's not going to insure you properly. Right, that you can't trust. That's obviously first and foremost. You're going to have to make sure that your homeowner's insurance will take care of you if something were to happen. But the thing is, you can get A-rated insurance, which is what you want, A-rated insurance. You can get it for a lot less than you're paying right now. If you're with the same company year after year, those rates are going to continue to go up on you. With TJS Insurance, they've got a variety of different A-rated insurance companies, and they will shop for you for what the lowest rate is, so that you can find the lowest rate. And the average savings ends up being about $900 annually. And let me tell you how this works. You text the word money to 232323. They get your address. Within 15 seconds, you got a firm quote. And if you want, you can switch the exact same day. They can help you switch on that day. There's minimal effort from you, and you can be on your way to saving money today. You can do that today. TGSinsurance.com if you want to go learn more about it. Or text the word money to 232323.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco. I got it for the Lolo. I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. We got some calls. Let's get Johnny in here. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, how you doing, John?
Good. How are you, Johnny boy?
Say, I was just wanting to comment on that James Harden wanting to leave. Man, how long have the Houston fans been talking about getting rid of James Harden? Get him off the team, get him out of Houston. Now that the man want to leave, everybody whining and talking about he turning his back on him.
Well, depends on which fans are saying. Yeah. You got to remember now, there's a whole
group. Not everybody said that.
There's a whole group who want to start over, and there's a whole group who wanted James to, you know, stick around. And I think that's now, people, it depends on who you're hearing from.
People being pissed, Johnny, about James, I mean, it not being able to get it done in the postseason, I mean, it's valid. It's valid.
Yeah,
he hasn't.
I understand that, but I'm like Shaq when he said, you need the others also. Damn, the man averaged about close to 30 points a game, even in the playoffs. How much, you want him to carry the whole team?
That's what the stars do. John.
I don't. Yeah. Yeah. A, yeah. No, yes. And B.
I don't agree with that, because all these stars got to go get somebody else to help them.
But he's had. But
who
he's
has
had,
the big game?
He's had a lot of help,
Johnny. He got outplayed by Lou Dort in a game seven. That should never in a million years happen, ever.
Yeah, but if you watch the whole playoff, how many times did you see this man getting double and triple teamed?
I never saw him triple team once. Hmm.
Sometimes he did shoot three players. Triple team is clowny. If you watch some of those games,
I don't know, Johnny.
There's been a long history of James not showing up when it matters. If he played great and lost, people are like, "Well, get him some help." But there are multiple opportunities where James had it on his shoulders and didn't play well. And not just didn't play well, was atrocious. So people are upset with that. But mostly, Johnny, for a lot of people, they were all in on James. And they thought, hey, we're gonna back you, James, no matter what. And then at the end, where you're gonna leave, and you're
it's also
play
different
the
if
Nets.
If the Rockets are talking about trading them, if fans are talking about the Rockets dealing them, that's one thing. It makes people feel different when the player like wants to bail, and wants to when the Rockets have done everything. I mean, from coaching standpoint, the players he wanted to get rid of. You just got rid of Chris Paul, just last year. You gave up a bunch of draft picks. You did what he wanted. He didn't want Chris Paul, so you got rid of him. And then they bring in James, who's – I mean, they bring in Russ, who's not easy to, you know, deal with that contract. And then James is like, nah, I want to go. I'm out. It's just kind of a bad taste. The Rockets have done everything for James, and now he says when he wants to go, I think that rubs people the wrong way.
Yeah, in your initial statement to people, you know, hey, you wanted him out of here. Not a lot. That's not the case, Johnny. And people might want him out of here now. Verheil tweeted this, and this is probably dead on. I see the Rockets leaking that $50 million a year extension to get those. Hey, look, we tried to keep him. Brownie points. You know, that's what the Astros did with Carlos Beltran after he signed with the Mets. Hey, we offered him. Man, we offered him a boatload, but he signed with the Mets, so he got $120 million from them. So
yeah, probably long after James has made it be clear, ain't nothing you can do to keep me. Nothing. By the way, $103 million. We tried. Can't get mad at us.
Nope.
Look, is this a different Chuck? Or
I don't know.
We have multiple Chucks now.
Well, if he agrees with Dell, we don't want to take that.
Let's get Manny in here.
No, that's too late. It's Chuck.
Hey, Chuck.
Chuck, okay.
What's going on, man? No, this is the Chuck. I just wanted to say this is going to be the first time a hardcore Notre Dame fan and a Miami Hurricane fan agree. We've done everything we can to placate James, man. It's time to get a home. And I'll tell you another thing. I wouldn't mind trading Deshaun Watson right about now because, hey, we might as well start the rebuilding process all over so maybe we won't suck for years to come. Guys, I love your show. Later.
No. Let's get – is this Manny? I love you, Manny. You're my best friend.
Deshaun giving me
he can come and have dinner at their Thanksgiving dinner at our house any day.
Before we get to your classic Gallagher bit again, Deshaun give me some of them James vibes. Wait on it. Just wait. Deshaun's giving me – look. Hey, guys. Look, you know, don't trade who I don't want you to trade.
Yep.
Let me have influence on everything. Just wait.
Yeah, I didn't hear great things, but never mind. I ain't going to go there. Let's get Manny in. I love you, Manny. Will you have me over for Thanksgiving dinner?
I didn't ask for that.
Well, Manny said it on Twitter.
Why you make it sound like I asked for it?
Because you probably said, hey, Manny, I want to come over for dinner.
Hey, make Manny, sure. Tweet about it. That's yep. what you think yep. I asked for?
That's right. Manny, what's up?
Are we done? Okay.
Thank you.
So the worst thing that happened to James Harden, if people were paying attention this year in the bubble, you got to see a couple of young studs really carry their squads against teams that they were completely outmanned against. You had Murray and you had Jimmy Butler fighting tooth and nail every single game, carrying their rosters all the way through down to the elimination games. These guys came out and gave an effort that, quite frankly, we've never seen here in Houston with James Harden. And the whole talk about, and we talked about it on the podcast like 5 years ago when we realized that Harden had the control. Harden had the say. Harden had, and like all these callers have said previous to me, they have done everything for him. And I want you guys to name me a franchise who completely bends to the will of their superstar that has ever been successful. Now, you can't include LeBron James because he's a different cat, okay? Even when the Bulls brought in Dennis Rodman, there was heat from other players on those Bull teams about bringing in Dennis Rodman, yet Michael Jordan stood up and said, we need this guy and what he brings to the game of basketball. But not everybody on that roster liked it. They made it work. You could go back and watch The Last Dance to get that information. The fact that Daryl Morey, I mean, the only good thing about this Robert Covington trade is if you go out and you draft two guys that are worth a damn over the height of 6'10". I mean, if you get a 6'11", a 7-footer in here that can protect the rim a little bit, rebound and play defense, that's the only way that trade makes sense. If not, that trade makes no sense at all. I mean, what Daryl Morey did to this franchise is no different than what Bill O'Brien did to that franchise. They're one and the same. The only difference is you guys were friends with Daryl and y'all hated Bill O'Brien. And this is what
you're not hanging up, Manny. We're gonna go through this. We're gonna go through this. You believe that a guy who got to the Western Conference Finals with moves that he made, a move for James Harden, which kept this team on a trajectory of over 50 wins, you're honestly comparing this general manager with what Bill O'Brien did? You think they're the same thing? Daryl Morey was snapped up. So Bill O'Brien should be snapped up any second by a good organization, right?
Bill O'Brien won four division titles, Lance.
He was 9-7 two of those years, Manny.
Four division titles matter.
9-7, Manny, in a terrible division. You can't. I've sat here and I've said on the radio things that I've said things that I think Daryl Morey did wrong, and I think Daryl Morey over the last 2 years has literally he's a great builder. But once he got to that level with James Harden, the first mistake he made was pushing his chips all in with one guy. The second mistake is he doesn't take enough into account with chemistry. He doesn't. No numbers guys do. They think chemistry doesn't exist. And then I think he got desperate over the last 2 years and started making desperation moves that he would have never made in the past. And that's why the Rockets are in the position they're in. I said that's Daryl Morey. Daryl got to the end of his rope, and he's done. For you to make a comparison saying that we like – Daryl Morey is very good at what he does. That's why another team snapped him up. And the comparison to Bill O'Brien is asinine, man. I know you don't like Daryl Morey, but don't just try to be right on this thing.
Are the Texans and the Rockets not in the same exact place?
Yeah, they are. I would say the Texans, no. I would say the Texans are in a better – I mean, I'd say the Rockets are in a better position. They still have a valuable trade piece.
Yeah, they still have a valuable trade piece. The Texans don't have a commodity.
Right. Well, if Deshaun Watson went out, they can't deal Deshaun Watson.
They can't deal Deshaun Watson. He's not even going to be in consideration for a trade. And in fact, they have a three-year deal on him, which makes him less valuable. Because any team that were to trade for him would have to give him $50 million within the next 3 years. So it makes it less valuable not to have player control. But, I mean, the fact, Manny, you're bringing up division. You sounded like something – that sounds like something Bill O'Brien would say. We won division titles 4 years. It was 9-7 two of those, and they sucked.
Double-digit ones the last couple years. That's more about his coaching than he is the GM. But as far as the two teams are concerned, I don't see much of a future for either right now.
No, neither team has much of a future.
No.
The Rockets have a chance if they play the James Harden
thing. And here's – I think the Texans can actually bail out of this thing turn it around in just a couple of years.
I think the Rockets are actually in a worse position, particularly if you're trading James away. You're not going to get a player of his caliber. The Texans can always at least bank on, look, this year's going to be rough as far as the draft is concerned, but we still have Deshaun. And we believe after this season, when we get our draft picks back, we can build. But then you have to have faith in Cal. Who do you have more faith in, Cal or Tillman?
Tillman. Although, did you see this?
Yeah, I don't have faith in Cal doing anything.
No,
it's Cal, just you mean Jack Easterby?
Cal is
ask it what it's supposed to be. Do you have more faith?
Rafael Stone or Jack Easterby?
Rafael Stone just got draft picks.
Rafael Stone just did something that I thought was pretty good for 15 years or whatever, however long Daryl was here. I have more faith in him.
I think it's more difficult to build. We've seen GMs on teams who have stayed in the same place for years. I think it's more difficult to build in the NBA.
That's why the Rockets are in a worse spot is because now you at some point though, like the Nets have been crap. But look what they did, because a couple of free agents wanted to go there. Well, it could happen too.
The Nets built a team where people looked at them and go, wow, that team tries hard. They're coachable. Now they got rid of Kenny Atkinson, but they were in the playoffs the last couple of years.
Well, as soon as James – you know what? You're going to grab those guys that were playing hard over there. You're going to grab those
except
guys.
Except that you're playing in a different league conference, which is far stronger.
Yeah, right. No, I get it. But those try-hard guys, they're possibly be here. Oh my God, Rick Bucher on the other side. Well, we'll tell you what Rick Bucher is saying, why the Rockets players are revolting. Next, don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I think the most amazing part for me is we see, and I immediately thought this was Daryl Morey leaving
and Mike D'Antoni leaving and Russell Westbrook and James Harden looking at the team and going, hey, look, like, no offense to Steven Stylus or Raphael Stone, but like we don't want a starter kit. Like we were playing for a championship, and no matter how much you regard Steven Stylus or Stone, it's like these guys are brand new at the job. What's our expectation that they're going to be able to make the moves necessary for us to leapfrog the Lakers? But what I hear is that, and we know how much politics and political position had to do with the boycott and the protests during the bubble. I'm hearing that Tillman Fertitta's strong Republican support and donations is one of the things that's contributing to this dissatisfaction, and that those two are not the only ones who went out of Houston. Lesser players are of the same mind. Like there's a revolt here because they look at Fertitta as a guy who supports the current president.
Oh my God. Is that why Daryl Morey and Mike D'Antoni left? I mean, you can make this crap up. That is a load. And oh, by the way, NBA player, go look at your owner. NFL player, go look at your owner. Major League Baseball player, look at your owner. You know who he supported? The Republican Party. You know who he supported? Trump. What was that story we saw, Dell? The number of, it was a huge percentage of owners that supported the Trump campaign.
There was a story printed out about who donated to who, and not all of it was specific to Trump. Some of it was to Republican candidates. Most of the owners were supporting Republican candidates, and then some were donating specifically to the Trump campaign.
Yeah, I mean, that's what rich guys do.
Well, these rich guys decided we don't want to play for that.
Well, those rich guys can vote Democrat then. That's all. Well, it's fine.
They did, apparently.
Apparently they did. Apparently they did. And you know what? That's fine. It's America. That's what you can do. And you can put your you can donate to whatever party you want to.
And if you are an NBA player, you can exert your power and go, you can donate to whoever you want to. Or, and if I can get out of playing for you, I will.
Or that's a load of crap. James, I don't think I can win here, so I want out.
James, I don't know.
We're going to put this on James, on support
James
of Trump.
James took here's why it's just James had the mask with the blue lives and people lost their minds. James like, I didn't even know what this I don't know what this meant. You think James is really locked
into
the... So
who told Rick Bucher this? Because it can't come out of nowhere. So who would give that to him?
Oh, it could come out of nowhere.
From who? That he would trust.
Do you honestly think that's
honestly,
what...
Somebody can make this crap up.
This is not a question of what I believe. No, I don't really care.
And you know what? Just like the Rockets saying, well, we extended him $50 million.
Hey.
What? He didn't want to be here.
I am saying is, what is the motivation to give this to Rick Bucher?
Maybe James wanting out. Now I'm going to start... Well, wait a minute. Remember when Bob McNair had a press conference after Obama was... Remember that? Well, you know what? I don't want to be here anymore.
I mean,
you know what? Tillman Fertitta loves Trump. I don't want to be
now,
here anymore.
I think there's a chance that...
It's a load of crap.
Maybe James didn't want to play for Tillman because he didn't want to play for Tillman.
Yeah.
Maybe Russ didn't want to play for... Now, Russ seemed to be more in tune with stuff, you know, was a little bit more in tune with the social justice stuff than James. But honestly, wherever they're going, a lot of the owners are... I just think it's the Rockets are falling apart, and James just doesn't want to be here.
It is honestly funny that this clip is from the Rick Bucher's podcast. Not his podcast, but I guess he was a guest with Chris Broussard. But it's funny. It's called The Odd Couple. Maybe he is on it with Rob Parker. But it's funny. The image they use for the audio is Tillman in a meeting with Jared Kushner. So, I haven't locked into Tillman and what he's all about as far as who he supports or not. But
he was called to the White House over restaurant about the restaurants.
I'm not taking a shot at him. I'm just saying what the picture is used is him in a meeting with Jared Kushner. I don't know. It's just weird. I mean, it would be easy enough to just say James doesn't want to play here. So I don't know what it's. And basketball players get away with that all the time. Oh, he doesn't want to play. Okay, we'll find a way to remove him.
No. The motivation is I want to make this as ugly as put the pressure on him as much as possible because he doesn't have to trade me. I've got years left on my deal. He doesn't have, but you know what? I can force my way out. Just like Dwayne Brown did. Forced his way out. And you know what? Oh, well, we got to get rid of him now.
Well, we'll see how many players actually want to leave. They said it's not just the two of them. It's others. I guess we'll if we hear about other guys
well,
who want it out.
Well, P.J. Tucker's next. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
P.J. Tucker wants out. P.J. Tucker is pissed that he doesn't have the extension. I don't know how much P.J. Tucker thinks
that,
he's
and
making
that came
at this age.
No, but that came out, the P.J. That yeah. P.J. made that public. Like, he definitely wants out. And
pissed.
If these other guys are going, P.J.'s going to want to go.
No, not behind
you.
The scenes. That's real. P.J.'s
no, that's,
pissed.
Yeah, no, that's yeah. real. I mean, P.J. put it out there.
Yeah.
He's not happy about this. There's been articles written about that. So here's what's going to happen. There's a decent chance that the Rockets will be one of the worst teams in the league this year. This is where we're potentially headed. But that's okay as long as you get some new blood in that can maybe be a core player and more draft picks. I mean, you got to have an ability to rebuild. So let's see how it happens. If you screw up James, you have no other commodities, so you're screwed.
You know
you're
what?
Really screwed. You I'm can't pretty, screw this up.
I'm pretty sure that rich guy in Brooklyn, he voted for Biden. Stop. Stop. All right? All these guys, all the rich guys, they vote Republican. Get over it.
That's what they do. They all vote Republican?
Most of them.
Not all.
Not all of them.
But they do like keeping their money.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they do.
I mean, the idea of if we can get a tax break or a business break or whatever, I mean, yeah. It's not all red hats and putting flags on a truck.
Confederate flags.
Some guys just, there are still some guys out there who just say, I want whatever the best deal for me is going to be financially.
There's a lot of red hats, though.
There's going to be a lot of that, too. It's not all fights in the street and spraying mace on each other and people hitting each other with sticks. Some guys just like, I like the policies of this guy better.
Yeah.
Well, some people say, I like the policies of this guy better.
What about the guy and his
better?
Wife in St. Louis coming out with the rifles and the machine guns?
That is,
you know he's suing the photographer that took that picture?
Why?
I have no idea.
No chance.
I have no idea.
He's not allowed to take a picture of you.
Because we didn't give you permission. Like, once you step outside,
well, don't come out of your house.
You came out
of
your house.
You weirdo.
You don't have any. You don't. The funny thing was, is she the one with the handgun?
Yes.
And I get, when I read the whole thing, I get it. They were scared about something coming to the neighborhood or whatever.
Yeah, people of color.
There was a legitimate concern. There was a legitimate concern.
Yeah, people of color were walking by their house.
No, well, I think it was more than
rioters.
There was more than rioters
because nothing was happening in the neighborhood at the time. They were walking by and they got fearful because all these people they didn't recognize.
No,
walking
there was
around.
A great big group of people.
Yeah, it was a lot of people, but they hadn't destroyed any property as of yet. I don't think so.
They got freaked
out by it though, and they came out with guns.
And they came out with guns.
The shot though did look like I don't know what it almost looked comedic though. Like the picture is. The picture's just kind of comedic.
Right.
Not to make light of it or whatever, but it was funny.
Right. We got time for, no, we'll take a break. 9:42.
I want to find, is there anything else good? Is there anything else we can, the Thanksgiving turkey talk was a nice respite. I just don't want to do forever Jack Easterby, the Texans, and what, now James Harden.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Is there anything? Can the Astros re-sign Brantley?
Start looking up Texans' potential mid-round draft pick. I mean, not Texans, Rockets' potential mid-round draft picks.
Yeah, and start looking up third-rounders for the Texans.
Since you want to talk about something else.
Yeah. How about that?
That's kind of in the same thing.
No, but the Rockets have
positive.
A draft pick.
Look at Russ Blacklock, how wonderful that is. And Charlie Heck.
Russ Blacklock couldn't even tackle Kareem Hunt the other day.
I know.
He was just like, Kareem Hunt broke four tackles.
Why would he be any
run?
Different from any of the other Texans?
I know, that's a good point.
Hey, CBD oil, I wanted to tell you about this right now. What's going on? Here's some good stuff to talk about. It's high quality, formulated to promote and maintain health and well-being. Visit a store on Black Friday and get a free bottle. If you're one of the first 50 people to walk through the door at CBD American Shaman on Black Friday, you are going to get a free bottle. And now, till the end of the month, you're going to get 30% off, 30% off on everything at CBD American Shaman. I mean, that's pretty good stuff. It is pretty good start. And right now, purchase a $100 gift card and get an additional $20 gift card for free. This is all stuff that sounds like it's really, really inexpensive or free. That's why CBD American Shaman is the best. They got 31 locations all over the city. And if you're looking for more well-being, if you're anything is bothering you, mind or body, CBD oil can help, and especially this CBD oil, because it is, well, it's with science, it is water soluble, so it goes through you evenly. All you got to do is go to shopcbdtx.com, shopcbdtx.com, find the location nearest you.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
That's me.
But news we haven't even gotten to.
Skeeters?
Yeah.
Oh, I know that.
Well, I know you knew it. You hadn't brought it up on the show. The Skeeters are now the official AAA team of the Houston Astros, which is awesome because we can go see... First of all, it makes the most geographical sense. Like, you could literally drive here and you're on a team. You can send guys to rehab all the time.
Economical.
This is just perfect. It's a great stadium. The Skeeters have done a fantastic job from a ballpark standpoint. And the ability to go see the next group of Houston Astros is just such a fantastic thing. Yeah. I'm really happy about that. Well, I'm happy to be able to go see these players.
Well, so
Bregman's got to do a rehab stint. Send him right here.
Yeah, no. And you can watch them. But what is the minor league system now?
I don't know. That's one of those questions I'd really, I don't know.
No idea.
Where does everything stand for all the teams, single A, double A, triple A? Like, what does it look like?
There is no. They got rid of all their players. Every team got rid of all.
Not every team.
No. Yeah, most every team got.
Well, they kept the very best players. Yeah. They got rid of some lower level guys.
Well, they kept the 26 that they kept down in Corpus.
Well, what's it going to look like now? Yeah. That's what I want to know. What does the minor leagues look like now?
I have no idea.
Are there? I mean, there's got to be.
Is there only a
triple
A now? Because that might be the case.
You got to have two levels. You got to have developmental and then ready for the big leagues. At least you got to have two.
All right. Well, there's a lot of ball players that are sitting out there right now. A lot of good players that are sitting out there right now.
A lot of guys who had no chance of going to the bigs. They're just filling out rosters so there's enough people to play so that the good players could get experience and move up too. I think what's going to happen is you're going to cut a lot of the fat,
yeah.
And maybe 50% of the minor leagues will be gone, and it'll become, you have basically a lower level and an upper level minor league, and only the best of the best will survive. You know, the guys who really don't have any chance to make it to the bigs, it's going to be hard to keep paying those guys. And they were already, minor leaguers were already making terrible money. At least if you slice off a third of it, or even... maybe 40 to 50%, you might be able to pay guys a livable wage, maybe. I mean, they were getting killed. $400 a week?
Yeah, no. Well, you're trying to live your dream. That's all. That's what it costs. Look at Dell. He's trying to live his dream, his best dream right now.
This is my best dream?
This is your best dream.
I will say it's fortunate that it doesn't cost me anything but gas money. Although my self-esteem generally lowers after I'm done here because I realize I just wasted 4 hours.
Yeah, it's not because anything we say.
No, it's...
Well, it's stuff I say.
It's not because you're actually...
I make you feel bad about your life.
No, not that. It's I feel bad because, man, I work with these two. Scott, I gotta...
Right.
Can it get any worse?
But, you know, I'm constantly...
I mean, I've got fake...
Outsmarting you.
Pitmaster. Yeah, okay, sure. I got fake Pitmaster over there, and then you.
I'm constantly outsmarting you.
Yeah, that's how it goes on this show.
Yeah. Yeah. No, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Aggie Matt wants to get in here talk about James Harden.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are y'all?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, man. Thanks. I appreciate y'all taking my call. First of all, I want to go back to one of the other callers earlier, and I know Lance was just talking about the Rockets, but assuming you can beat it or whatever. So, first of all, worrying about other stars not wanting to come here, I think, is not going to be a huge deal because most of the bigger stars don't like James anyways. thing about it, I'm betting if Giannis got some information from James about it not being great here, Giannis wouldn't care either way. So, but another thing, I mean, all stars play bad, right? Every star, you know, has had bad games or whatnot. But when James plays bad, he doesn't care. You know, fans want to root for a star who cares about winning just as much as we do, and you know, other teammates want to see people want to win also. But Harden doesn't care. I mean, no matter what, he's going to the club that night anyway, so it doesn't really matter to him. So, to me, I think we can still get some stars in here who want to win. So I think that's going to be more important. But I'll let you guys talk about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I buy that he doesn't care. I really don't. I think he, you know, his legacy. Listen, I think we're passing on the fact that it might be true. He doesn't believe he can win here now. So maybe he wants out because he wants to win so badly. He wants to get back with Kevin Durant where he went to the NBA Finals and give that a try. He wants
there
to be
is that
on
chance.
A much better team so he can win but and actually change his legacy.
Hold
because
on.
His legacy now is he sucks in big games.
Okay, you know what is possible? We did talk about a little different James during the COVID break, and he was working out and he was actually playing some defense in the bubble and things like that. There is a chance. Now, does that mean he's not? Now, here's what I don't think is going to happen. James is not just going to stop his social life. That's just not going to happen. Might he slow it down? Might he slow it down during the year and, you know, go hard in the offseason, but slow it down during the year and try to – it's possible. It's also possible he keeps doing what he's doing. But maybe it does. Yeah, maybe his legacy is going to matter to him. And maybe he's tired of carrying the weight of all the scoring on his shoulders because he doesn't love having all that pressure on him in the playoffs. We saw him defer to Chris Paul at different times where you could you could sense it. He didn't really want that kind of heat on him. We saw it at a variety of times. So there is that possibility. Now, I will say, I also think it's possible that a lot of players look at James as maybe not being willing to do what it takes to be as great as he can possibly be.
Well, what was Russell Westbrook talking about with accountability?
I thought that was interesting. We know what Chris Paul's thoughts were on, and then here comes Russell Westbrook. I mean, I thought that was interesting. I don't know what that meant.
Was that toward Daniel House? Was that towards James?
I don't know.
Is that, you know what? You didn't play good enough, and you're accountable for it. And,
yeah.
And you just, listen, he gives the appearance, and I could see where who was the caller just called? I forget.
Aggie Matt.
I could see where Aggie Matt could feel that way. A lot of guys look like they're not trying, though. Daryl Strawberry looked like Sam Perkins. I mean, some guys just look like they don't care.
Well,
Jay Cutler. They look like they just look like, oh, you don't care enough. Well, not everybody's J.J. Watt with their emotions.
But James does play hard. Now, not defensively all the time, but offensively he plays really hard. He shows up.
Except he's not the begging. Game six against the Spurs.
Yeah, but he does. No, that was borderline point shaving, I thought. But do you ever see James take a bunch of time like, I need rest. I need to sleep.
No, he wants play.
No, the Rockets making an excuse for him about being tired after series are over.
Yeah.
But to your point about James caring, for the last 3 years, except for, besides what happened in the bubble, the Rockets could tell you they were close. Like, look, hamstring away. Even though the Warriors were beat up, we had a chance to beat them at game six, and then who knows what happens in game seven. This time, James can't say we're close. What the Lakers did to them was a dismantling. So maybe it clicked with him.
Yeah.
Look,
what are you doing?
We're not close. We're not going to win. And the Warriors are coming back.
And we don't have Daryl Morey.
The Lakers are going to be there. This is the time. We're not a championship level team. He might actually believe it and go, time to leave. Time to go find, because I don't want to be 33 here.
He's not stupid. No. He knows they can't win from here on. He knows, look, if you're James Harden, is this it? Is this how I'm going to die?
Yeah.
This is what how is he different than J.J. Watt in that regard? Where he's like, oh, no.
Yeah.
This is it? Look how salty JJ is. JJ wants out too. Now, you know, JJ's been here a long time, and JJ hasn't had the failings that James has had because James has been at the highest level, won MVPs. Like, James is on a bigger stage.
JJ did all that too.
Right, but JJ didn't, like, come ups. It's just different when you have one superstar. It's more like a quarterback. A defensive guy, it's really more like if a quarterback falters, that's the same as a top player on a team. Because all eyes are on them, and they have the most power. Lamar Jackson's starting to catch some of that stuff. You know?
Absolutely.
For years, there have been, you know, Deshaun may start catching some of that stuff. I can't think of who the other ones are. Is there?
I just think the Lamar thing is interesting only because the timeline has just been so accelerated. How old is Lamar Jackson?
He's still extremely young.
He's 23 years old, and we're already making declarations about what he's going to be.
It's so
James
stupid.
Is 30 plus.
Yeah, James has playoffs just for the Rockets since 2011. That's not counting before. Like, James has been around
That monkey's going to turn into a gorilla on Lamar.
I understand because he has reached success so quickly. And young quarterbacks win
but
more
you're right,
frequently.
It's
but
he's so early
years
to be
old.
Proclaimed.
Yeah, no. He ain't James Harden yet, but he's on a bad trajectory anyway.
But 24-hour sports talk shows, it is a nightmare for players because it creates talking points, and you know what the next talking point is for Lamar. Like, you just if you're Skip and Shannon or Stephen A. and Max, you know that as soon as the next is that, does this prove that Lamar's over the hump, or is this another, you know, is this another loss and a long line of losses that show that Lamar just isn't ready for this stage? That's the talking point every time.
I mean, imagine John Elway caught it, but imagine John Elway in this era with the four Super Bowl losses?
All those losses, yeah. Jim Kelly.
Yeah.
They would be getting killed on the talk show.
Jim Kelly would be destroyed. Destroyed. 957, beat it, Lance.
Lance is leaving.
Lance has beaten it.
Are you sad? I can stay.
No, I was excited.
That was an excitement.
Yeah, Lance is leaving.
Lance, you're leaving?
But not yet. He's got to talk about it.
I thought he was beating it. So why don't you talk about Gulf Coast Chevy and Craig DeSurf?
I'll talk about Gulf Coast Chevy and Craig DeSurf. I'll talk about a company that just yesterday, our guy, Koboskew, Raul, he said, my truck crapped out on me. Let me know your guy. And so I put him in direct contact with Rick Drenner, who is the general sales manager over there. And it's because I know he's going to get taken care of. And I know if he wants a brand new, and he wants a pickup truck. So if it's a Chevy Silverado, any version of the Chevy Silverado, any version of the GMC Sierra pickup truck, they've got that for you in Angleton at Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. And they've got vehicles, and this is the great thing. They will offer you more trade-in value than anywhere else, but they'll also find you the best programs available, whether you're looking to purchase or you're looking to lease. And if they don't think they have a good one right now in November, they'll tell you to wait until December. That's what they did for me. I actually waited for 6 months for my wife, and then I got a call and said, hey, they got a great program going on right now for the Chevy Traverse, and that's what we put my wife in. Let them take care of you. You're like family. You listen to the station. I'm the only one that they're advertising with, I believe, and they will take great, great care of you, whether you need work done on your vehicle, whether you need a brand new vehicle, even if you've been in a collision, their collision department's phenomenal. Make sure that you check out my friends at LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.